the sun comes out about 10 in the morning and the sun goes down about 3 in the day and you fill your cup whatever bit of brew you're drinking and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome into some Sunday afternoon baseball here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Green Jackets looking to round out the series on a high note. They took the first four games by decisive measures. Last night they fell 7-4. They gave up three runs in the bottom of the eighth in what was a tie game to drop game number five of the series. Having already clinched the series win, they are looking to continue their climb back to 500. Green Jackets coming into today with a record of 11-14. They'll be taking on the Kannapolis Cannonballers with a record of 13-11. Kannapolis broke their four-game losing streak yesterday, and they send out their top pitching prospect on their roster, Peyton Paulette, who will be their go-to guy this afternoon. Still in the early stages of recovering from Tommy John surgery that he had in the fall of 2021. Was selected in the second round of last year's draft, a very similar prospect to Spencer Schwellenbach in terms of the injury, where he was selected, and the timeline for his recovery. It is also a bark in the park day, so there are dogs all around Atrium Health Ballpark here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. It is again another beautiful day. Temperatures in the 70s, partly cloudy, bright sun poking through. The Green Jackets wrapping up their trip here to Kannapolis for the season. They will host the Cannonballers later on in the first half. The Green Jackets will send out Didier Fuentes, the 17-year-old, to the mound. Fuentes has had a tough go of things the last couple of weeks. After looking pretty steady in his first two outings, he's been touched up a little bit, including a one-inning outing last Sunday a week ago today, where he ended up giving up a home run and walking three. It was a struggle for him. We'll see if he can right the ship this afternoon against the talented Kannapolis Cannonballers team. We'll take a break for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have the lineups and first pitch for you here from Atrium Health Ballpark. It is Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free Wow TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Live in the series finale here from Kannapolis, North Carolina, my name is Nathan Strauss. A pleasure to be with you as always here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Green Jackets have won 4 of 5, looking to make it 5 of 6 this afternoon here in Kannapolis. They'll be taking on a top prospect in this White Sox organization, Peyton Paulette. He has been stellar so far this season, limited by his recovery from injury to just 4 starts so far with no more than 3 2/3 innings in any one of them. He has struck out 10 batters, only given up 9 hits. And he comes into today with an ERA of 2.92. He has drawn comparisons to some top pitchers in Major League Baseball, most notably Walker Buehler. And that was the scouting report on him. He sits 93-95 with the fastball, but can gun it up to the high 90s as well. A true four-pitch pitcher as well, and someone who will likely be fast-tracked through the system once he is stretched out This is his first professional season. He was drafted out of Arkansas last year despite not playing as a result of off-season Tommy John surgery. He was a potential first-round pick, ended up sinking to the second round, and a White Sox organization that has prioritized SEC talent ended up selecting him in their second round. Tyler Collins steps in and takes the first pitch, fastball at 94 for a strike as we get underway. Green Jackets in their green jerseys with the camo as the count's 0-1 on the lefty TC. Paulette, the righty, fires, and it's swung on and missed at 95. Effortless delivery from Paulette. Collins 1-for-2 with a double and two walks yesterday, trying to avoid the first out here. The 1-2 pitch popped up foul and out of play. Kannapolis playing for the third time this series as the Kannapolis Qs, as in barbecue, white pants, black jersey, pink curly Q on the front of their chests. 0-2. The pitch taken high at 95. Paulette out of Arkansas, Benton, Arkansas, known for an Air Force base there, I believe. The 1-2 to Collins, breaking ball way outside. His last outing was a week and a day ago. He went 3 2/3 innings, giving up just one hit. He did walk three and struck out four in a no decision. His only decision came in the opening game of the year. The 1-2, Collins pops it up, foul again and out of play. So 2-2 on Collins. The pitch is swung on and missed. Got it by him at 95, and there is the first out of the game. Ambioris Tavares, David McCabe batting 2-3 today. Jeremy Celedonio bats fourth. Clarno bats fifth. Jair Casanova sixth. In the bottom three, Exposito, Backstrom, and Floyd. Benton, Arkansas is also known for being the hometown of former Cy Young Award winner Cliff Lee. The righty Tavares takes a changeup low and in the dirt for a ball. Tavares has had a very productive series so far. 6-for-19. He's driven in 5 runs. 5 of his 7 runs batted in, I believe, have come in the last 5 days. The 1-0. Driven on a line to deep left field. Going back to the warning track is the left fielder. He looks like he has a read on it, and he reaches up and makes the catch in front of the wall. About a 345-foot flyout there at a part of the ballpark that's about 350 feet deep. And there are two away. Tavares has just been making really good contact this series. He's had a couple of deep flyouts. He's tripled and homered. Now David McCabe will step in and take the first pitch for a ball. The changeup for Peyton Paulette is in the high 80s, which is a little bit faster than you see at this level, certainly. The 1-0, taken outside, 2-0. McCabe broke along 0-for yesterday with an RBI, a 2-RBI single in the fifth. 1-for-17 this series, however. The 2-0, down and away, 3-0. Paulette has given up 2 home runs this year. They both came at Delmarva. 3-0 pitch, taken up and away, ball 4. So it's a 4-pitch walk here drawn by McCabe. He becomes the first base runner of the game. And that'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio. He's also been a little bit susceptible to giving up stolen bases this year as well. He gave up 2 to Jackson Holliday, and there's no harm in that as the first pitch of Celedonio zips in for a strike. McCabe, a short lead off of first, no score here in the top of inning number 1. Celedonio down in the count 0-1. The pitch, breaking ball, a little bit down and in. Paulette wanted the call, but looks like it might have missed inside. Celedonio this series 2-for-14, didn't play yesterday. He did homer in the series opening game, and he also has 7 strikeouts in those 14 at-bats. The 1-1. Poked foul out of play. And that's sort of what you're going to get from Celedonio. Of all the players on this Green Jackets team, he has been the most three true outcome type player. He doesn't put the ball in play a whole lot. When he does, it is oftentimes well over the fence, and he walks a ton. And he's down in the count here, 1-2, and he takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Green Jackets will be sending out Didier Fuentes to the mound. He has started 2 games. He's appeared in 4. Still finding his rhythm here, but there's no shame in that for someone who is still 17 years and 10 months old. The 2-2 pitch taken up and away with a fastball at 94. The Green Jackets do have a lot of arms fresh and able to go in the bullpen today, depending on the length of Fuentes' outing. More or less, everyone who didn't go last night should be able to go. The 3-2 with the runner going, it's up and in, and it's back-to-back walks here surrendered by Peyton Paulette. McCabe goes to second, Celedonio to first for Nick Clarno, who launched his first homer of the year 2 days ago. And we'll have a quick visit here from the pitching coach, Blake Hickman. Available arms for the Green Jackets today in the bullpen include Nolan Martinez, Seth Keller, they'll probably try and save him for next Wednesday, though. Jared Johnson, Lyndon Harper hasn't pitched since Tuesday. So plenty of options when this game eventually does progress into the bullpen. Johnson hasn't thrown since last Sunday when he started. But just like Peyton Paulette on the bump, still recovering from an off-season surgery 2 years ago. So two aboard now with no one out, or rather two aboard with two out, excuse me, for Nick Clarno. Clarno 2-for-6 this series with 2 runs batted in. Launched that home run deep to left on Thursday night. He takes the first pitch fastball for a strike. Outfield is back, infield is back with two away. The 0-1. Swung on and missed. Couldn't catch up to a 94-mile-an-hour heater. There were some last-minute defensive changes for Kannapolis. They've got Pineda behind the plate, Willits at third, Leon Tapia at short, Jordan Sprinkle at second, Tomelko at first. While Baldwin goes to left, Cabrera Weaver in center, and Janabio Laureano comes in to right. 0-2 on Clarno. The pitch is taken outside. No one holding McCabe or Celedonio on here. Neither of them are terribly impressive threats to run. The 1-2, rather, checked his swing. They appeal up the middle. He did not go. The count evens up at 2-2. Green Jackets putting together a pretty good first inning here against a top prospect. The pitch fouled off. Certainly making him work a little bit on the mounds. So still 2-2 with two aboard. An arm is up and throwing in the bullpen. The pitch is taken up and in. He nearly swung trying to avoid that pitch. It came up towards his chest, and they are going to say that it hit him. Thought that might have been the case. It looked like it might have either come off his chest or off the elbow protector and then into the glove of Pineda. Kind of funky there because I think he was trying to lean out of the way, leaning back, and then ended up actually grazing his chest in the process, which means that if he hadn't tried to lean back, it definitely would have gotten him. So there are now the bases loaded with two away for Jair Casanova, who has been one of the better bats in the last week of action. Casanova takes the first pitch up and in, and Paulette has really lost the zone. He has walked 2 and then hit 1 in the last 3 batters. The 1-0. Taken high, 2-0. a good time for a mountain visit from Pineda, perhaps, with no place to put Casanova here in the first inning. Clarno on first, Celedonio on second, and McCabe on third. The pitch, down and in, 3-0. The pitch, up high, ball four, and Casanova will walk in a run, as there have now been four consecutive batters placed aboard via free passes or a hit by pitch. McCabe comes in to score. Celedonio moves to third. Clarno to second. And that's going to do it for Paulette, who is about to hit the 30-pitch threshold. And not the cleanest outing from him. He got the first two batters on just 10 pitches and then has not recorded an out since then. So we will take a brief break here with the bases loaded. And we'll have a pitching change when we come back. Green Jackets already up 1-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in the top of the first, the earliest pitching change that we have seen in a Green Jackets game this season. Looks like it's going to be a Johnny Holstaff day for Kannapolis, with starter Peyton Paulette removed. He goes two-thirds of an inning, does not give up a hit. He walks three and hits one, and he is responsible for all three men on base, as coming in to replace him is Emerson Talavera, who has pitched in almost every game that Paulette has played in this year, which is sort of how it goes oftentimes with these staffs. He got the save, actually, in Paulette's second game of the year. Talavera gives up a first pitch hit to Exposito down the left field line. It's in for a hit. They're going to wave around Clarno from second. The throw in is cut off, and we've got a runner caught in a rundown here. Celedonio is going to get tagged out. And so we are going to have two runs come in to score, but an out recorded on a base running error between second and third. However, Exposito will drive in a pair on the first pitch he sees after the pitching change. And the Green Jackets have their highest first inning run total of the season as they take a 3-0 lead into the first inning break. We'll keep it here to listen to the sounds of the ballpark on this Sunday afternoon. It's Jackets 3, Ballers coming up. Thank you. back here for the bottom of the first. Green Jackets up 3-0. Didier Fuentes on the mound. He fires a first pitch fastball wide of the mark to Jordan Sprinkle leading it off. He's been struggling a bit this series as the 1-0 misses high 2-0. 3 for 17 with 5 strikeouts is Sprinkle. Green Jackets up 3-0, courtesy of EJ Exposito's 2-RBI single on the same play that actually concluded the inning. The 2-0 swung on and missed. Didier Fuentes on the mound comes into today with a difficult stat line to decipher, and he hasn't thrown that many innings yet, though 2-1 is in the zone for a strike 2-2. What we can say about Fuentes is that he has an outlier fastball. He's 17 years of age and is hitting in the mid-90s. The pitch is grounded towards third. McCabe fields it on the backhand, fires across his body, but the throw is way wide. It'll be an infield hit. McCabe's throw is wide of the mark, but Sprinkle's got good speed, and he might have beaten it out anyways, and I think that's the right call. So the leadoff man's aboard. And that'll bring up Mario Camaletti, who got yesterday off, just 2 for 15 this series. First pitch sails in high at 93. So Fuentes, 17 years, 10 months of age, the youngest pitcher in all of affiliated baseball right now, and became the youngest Green Jackets pitcher ever when he made his start on opening day. Runners going, the pitch is taken outside for a ball, the third to second in plenty of time, and he is out by a mile. No complaints from Sprinkle, as Klarno shows why he has thrown out the second most runners in single A this year. Not just the Carolina League, the entirety of single A. And there is one away. 16th man caught stealing by Klarno. The pitch is popped foul and over our head. So 1-2 on Camaletti. Lefty Camaletti, short batting stance, takes the breaking ball low, 2-2. Talking to the catching staff this week about Didier Fuentes, they say sometimes, you know, he just gets stuck a little bit mentally as a 17-year-old going up against guys who are 7 years older, but he strikes out someone who's 7 years older right here as Camaletti goes down swinging. But the word that they use is effortless. Fuentes is on the mound, and he just throws the ball. And he throws the ball 93-94 at the age of 17. They think that by the time he is 20 years old, he'll be able to hit 100 miles an hour without really breaking a sweat. As Tim Elko comes up to the dish, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. Elko again in a slump right now. Green Jackets up 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. Elko just 4 for 20 with 7 strikeouts this series. That's 200 for a guy who came in hitting 354. The 0-1 taken low. Fuentes came into today with an ERA at 8.52, but he's already lowered it a full point just by getting two outs because of the small sample size. The 1-1. Lined off the end of the bat. It dies on the infield. Backstrom will pick it up and comfortably take it to the bag himself. So, Fuentes gives up a hit, but faces the minimum courtesy of a caught stealing. Into the top of the second we go. Jackets on top, 3-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Get enough of you.
Back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network, Green Jackets on top 3-0 as we hit the top of the second inning. Green Jackets score 3 in the first, an RBI walk for Casanova, and a 2-RBI single for Exposito that does result in Casanova getting thrown out on a unconventional scoring play, to say the least. You go back to that play. It is a out by Casanova at third base. Score it 7-5-2-6. So, the more you know. We'll have 8-9-1 due up this half inning. Backstrom, Floyd, and Collins. Backstrom had a grand slam that ended up driving in the winning run on Friday night. The lefty Backstrom going up against the righty Emerson Talavera. The pitch is taken outside for a ball at 81. Talavera making his second appearance against the Green Jackets out of Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. Outfield very deep. The 1-0. Taken outside again. Last night, had a chance to eat dinner with Mekhi Backstrom and his roommate Dawson Diamond, just hanging out, eating some pizza, gaining some insights into how he approaches the game. The 2-0, and he takes this one low, ball 3. No one on here, and Backstrom might be inclined to green light this one. Let's see. The 3-1 pitch is taken for a strike. Just got the outside corner. Not a bad take there either. If there was someone who I would think would swing at a 3-0 pitch, it would be him. So 3-1, hitters count on Backstrom, looking to make it 3 consecutive games with a base hit. The pitch swung on and missed. Got him on a off-speed pitch there at 78. So a full count to Backstrom leading it off here. Francisco Floyd on deck. 3-0 Jackets on top. The payoff pitch is swung on and missed, and a pitch out of the zone. Another changeup as Backstrom was ahead in the count 3-0 and ends up getting got, so to speak, on 3 straight pitches. And Francisco Floyd, who last night knocked his second multi-hit game of the year, is at the dish. Floyd, 2 singles, 2 stolen bases, and a caught stealing yesterday. 2-for-9 this series. The pitch sails in with a curveball at 77. The pitch is taken low in the dirt. So 1-1 on Floyd. Tyler Collins, who led off the game with a 7-pitch strikeout, is on deck. The 1-1. Floyd way out in front of another raking ball, and it's 1-2. Again, just not a whole lot of velocity from most of the guys on this Kannapolis staff, but the ones who bring it can really bring it. The 1-2 in the dirt goes all the way to the backstop. I've mentioned this before, but I would love to see a situation where a batter on a pitch that is already at the backstop just swings way after the pitch goes through and tries to take first base. I would just like to see how it gets sorted out by the umpire on the field. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back K's here for Talavera to begin the frame. From a team perspective, you know, you sacrifice your dignity a little bit by taking the strikeout to your line, but if you think you can get on base, I don't know. It's a little Savannah Bananas-y, but we'll put that one on the back burner. Tyler Collins, the lefty, steps in with 2 out, no one on. The first pitch away is, he takes ball 1. Collins stole a base, got caught stealing on a play where he was well safe. The 1-0 is popped up on the first base side. Elko underneath it. He barely has to move, and he will make the catch. So the Green Jackets go 1-2-3 against Talavera. And we head to the bottom of the second. Green Jackets still up 3-0 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
De tierra santa, soy de donde nací, donde voy a morir. Mi tierra santa.
Hey. Yo soy la tierra, la sangre, los sueños, las ganas, el hambre, la luz en los ojos de mi santa madre. Hecho de barro, de rama, de viento, de hueche, de carne, el sol cae en mi brazo por la tarde. Si preguntan quién soy, soy mi tierra, curtita de gobierno, de estafa, de guerra. Soy el hornero mostrando la sala, la vida, la muerte.
Back here in Kannapolis, Green Jackets up 3-0. A reminder that the Green Jackets will return home after this game, and they will take on the Charleston River Dogs. It'll be their first time this entire season playing a team who is below 500. 5 weeks, now 6 weeks into the year. As there's no first base coach out right now, so they have to halt proceedings as someone missed their mark. I think it's Drake Logan who just went out there and took that role. Stepping in and taking a strike is Baldwin. Baldwin, Brooks Baldwin, has been the hot hand this series. He's driven in 6 runs. The 0-1 from Fuentes, breaking ball inside, nearly got him on the knee. Coming into yesterday's game, Baldwin had either scored or driven in 60% of Kannapolis' runs this series. Then they scored 7 yesterday. The 1-1 misses down and in, a back foot slider there, nothing doing. First game of that series, by the way, against Charleston as the 2-1 pitch is outside 3-1. The first game of that series is 11 a.m. on Tuesday. And I will be joined on the TV and radio broadcast by Austin Riley's Rakes. The 3-1 pitch is grounded right to Didier Fuentes on 2 hops. He underhands to first for the out. Austin Riley's Rakes, who you would know if you're a member of Twitter and a fan of the Braves. He is very consistent with being one of the biggest voices on Braves Twitter. He'll join us for that game. Stepping in and taking a ball is Willits. Bryce Willits yesterday had a great game. 3-for-4, a double, a homer, and some runs batted in. The pitch misses low and away. You can hear a dog barking in the background, and that is because we are indeed here in Kannapolis on Bark in the Park Day, as many Sundays across minor league baseball are. The 2-0 misses outside at 92, 3-0. So Fuentes throwing a couple of balls here, getting started in this half inning. Green Jackets up 3-0. The 3-0 is outside. So a 4-pitch walk to Willits, first base runner of the inning, and that'll bring up Ivan Pineda, who has made some very, very hard contact this series. Willett's a big lead off of first. Already one runner caught stealing as Pineda slices this one foul and out of play down the right field line. And boy, some fans were watching that foul ball fly right towards them, and none of them even reacted to it. And then they got surprised when it landed at their feet. Hand-eye coordination is not for everyone. 0-1 on the catcher. The pitch, slice foul again, nearly the exact same place. Let's see if they make a better play. It actually goes off the sweeps ahead of them. So it's 0-2. Pineda this series 1-for-7 with an RBI double. He nearly had two more runs batted in. He was up with two runners aboard, and he lined out to Tavares, who made a great catch on a hard-hit line drive with two away. The home plate umpire today is Michael Corbett. The first base umpire is Chris Jenke. The 0-2, right down the middle, called third strike. Pineda will go down looking. I'm not sure exactly what he was looking at there, as that one looked like it was a middle-middle heater on a two-strike count. And he becomes the second out of the inning. Second strike of the day for Fuentes. This is definitely the best that Fuentes has looked since his opening day start. He gave up two runs in that one over 2 2/3 innings. Has been struggling a little bit as of late, but looks like he is back in the groove here with Leon Tapia next to bat. Tapia takes a breaking ball for a ball, 1-0. Tapia 0-for-12, a walk, and 7 strikeouts this series. A runner on here. Jackets up in this one by a score of 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Pickoff throw comes over to first, and just back in safely is Willits. David McCabe at third, Francisco Floyd at short, Exposito at second, Baxter at first, with Jair Casanova in left, Tyler Collins in center, and Celedonio in right. The pitch, check swing. He was out in front of the pitch, but he held up, and it is 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Right down the heart of the plate at 91 for a strike with a fastball there. The pitch is lined right at the first baseman, Backstrom, who again does not have to move. Fuentes' movement on his fastball is causing all sorts of weird slice off the bats of righties. And the Green Jackets will again put a 0 on the board. To the top of the third we go. Augusta coming up with a 3-0 lead on the Green Jackets, the Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back out here for the top of the third. Green Jackets up 3-0. EJ Exposito drove home a pair in the first, and Ambioris Tavares steps in as he will take strike one. Still on the mound is Emerson Talavera. Tavares, McCabe, Celedonio do up this half inning. The pitch right down the heart of the plate at 75 from Talavera. Looking like a wiffle ball up there, but it's been effective so far. Retired the side in order in the second, the 0-2. Tavares, again, just a little bit slow to get to a breaking ball. It's hard having to sit off speed for 75 when maybe you were preparing for a pitcher in Peyton Paulette, the starter who went just two-thirds of an inning, who was throwing in the mid to high 90s. The 0-2 swung on and missed at 85, but 85 after looking at 75 feels more like 90. And Tavares strikes out. That'll bring up David McCabe. McCabe walked in the first, and you're going to hear that a lot as we get through the second lineup, rather the lineup for a second full time. McCabe walked, Celedonio walked, Klarna was hit by a pitch, Casanova walked, and those are the next four batters due up. McCabe batting lefty, takes a off-speed pitch outside for a ball, although really everything that Talavera has been working with is off-speed to some extent. The 1-0 in the zone for a strike. McCabe had a two-out, two-RBI single yesterday in the fifth inning to put the Green Jackets on top 4-2. The 1-1 swung on and missed, 87 from Talavera. As McCabe will call timeout and step out and adjust the batting gloves. McCabe down to 190, a drop of about 100 points in the last 10 days. The 1-2, low and away, 2-2. Green Jackets got those three runs in the top of the first inning. And that's all the scoring so far. When the Jackets score first, they're 5-7. The pitch is driven on a line to right field and deep. Going back is the right fielder Laureano at the track, at the wall. And it is a round tripper for David McCabe. His third homer of the year. All have come on Sundays. And he puts the Green Jackets up 4-0. Well, he was due, and it looks like his slump is well and truly over as he tags that one over the wall in right. 395 feet, 100 miles an hour off the bat. As McCabe showcases that power and drives in another run, it is now 4-0 Jackets here in Kannapolis. Celedonio takes the ball to open up his at-bat. Once again, he walked back in the first. Just a sort of easy poke home run there from McCabe. It didn't look like he swung all that hard. It just sort of flew off the bat and sailed out of here leisurely. The pitch to Celedonio caught on and missed. It's 2-1. So the Green Jackets now up 4-0. The Green Jackets have not lost a game in which they have led by 4 this year. Admittedly, early days here. The pitch is in the zone. Taken for a ball. Instead, I jumped the gun there. When the Green Jackets score in the first inning, they're 3-3. The pitch grounded towards third. He rolls over on it. The third baseman, Willits, charges, throws in time. And there's the second out of the inning. 5-3 goes Celedonio. 4-0 to score. Green Jackets on top. Four runs on just two hits. One of those hits was a home run from McCabe two batters ago, and one of those hits a two RBI single from Exposito on a play that also ended up in an out. So that's why the numbers are a bit skewed as Nick Klarno steps in and takes a fastball for a ball at 89. Klarno was hit by a pitch to load the bases. The 1-0. Ooh, Klarno wanted a piece of that one, a fastball on the upper part of the plate. But he fouls it off. The 1-1. Off speed. Klarno looks it off. Klarno wearing neon green cleats today. Stylish man. Georgia native. Out of nearby Lenoir Ryan College. The 2-1 is taken low and away. 3-1. No action in the Kannapolis bullpen with Talavera up to now 32 pitches in relief. The pitch is taken in the dirt, ball four. So Clarno is aboard for the second time, a hit by pitch and a walk. And that'll bring up Jair Casanova, who walked in a run on four pitches. As far as RBI walks go, though, that was one of the least stressful bases-loaded two-out situations because Paulette, who ended up facing his last batter at that time, didn't come close to the zone on any pitch. And Casanova rockets this one to deep center field. Going back is Weaver to the track. It is off the top of the wall. Weaver goes hard into the side of the wall. Casanova is going to take third. Clarno is going to score, but there's some concern here for Weaver, who went really hard into the siding. That's a scary sight. He looks like he's back on his feet, and he waves the trainers off, but I think they're going to still go out and check on him here. It is a stand-up triple for Casanova, who missed a home run by maybe a couple of inches. As that ball was crushed, it is now a 5-0 lead. 399 feet, 0.9 inches. So he basically hit that one 400 feet to a part of the ballpark where the wall is 400 feet away. I mean, it probably hit the yellow line just below it. And they are indeed going out to check on Weaver. And now we do have some action in the bullpen as well, as Manuel Velaz, who we've already seen this series twice, is up and moving around with Casanova demolishing that. He almost had his second home run of the season. I mean, he was probably 3 inches away based on the data that we have there. Weaver also nearly came away with a catch too, snagging it on the top of the wall, but instead he crashed headfirst into it, and he is still getting examined, and they're going to let him stay in the game here. I think a little cursory, maybe concussion check protocol out there in center field, but it looks like he's okay. The way he stayed down was the concerning part. But it is 5-0 Green Jackets. Clarno scored easily from first. Casanova with his first triple of the year. He is now 6 for 12 this series with 6 runs batted in. And EJ Exposito, who's driven home 3, is at the dish. Runner on third with 2 away. 5-0 Green Jackets here in the second inning. Rather, third inning, excuse me. The pitch in for a strike on Exposito. So far this inning, a strikeout, a homer, a ground out, a walk, and a triple. Been eventful, to say the least. The 0-1. Swung on and missed. Got him with a high heater. Fuentes will have 8-9-1 in the bottom of the third. Green Jackets up here 5-0 in the third inning. The pitch, grounded towards third. Fielded on a hop by Willits. He throws on to first to get the out that retires the side. The Jackets get two more. A homer for McCabe and a triple for Casanova as we head to the bottom of the third. Green Jackets up now 5-0 here on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of inning number 3 here in Kannapolis. Green Jackets now up 5-0 in just the bottom of the third. So Fuentes back on the mound. He delivers the first pitch a little bit low here to Genabio Laureano, who is batting out of the eight spot today. He's had a good series, 5-for-12. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Velo's up and warming for Kannapolis with the Green Jackets on top, 5-0 through three innings. The 1-1 misses down and away, 2-1. Fuentes so far just 32 pitches through two full innings. The 2-1 on the edge of the zone, 2-2. His fastball has a lot of carry to it, and it is a pitch that he has used to great success so far today. He's given up just the one hit and the one walk. The 2-2 lined up the middle, and there is the second hit. I might have jinxed him there a little bit as Laureano is going to get his sixth hit of the series. And the leadoff man is aboard. And that'll bring up Guerrero Weaver, who is staying in this game after smacking into the wall out in center field on a triple from the Green Jackets left fielder Casanova. Elsewhere in the system, Charlotte, also a White Sox affiliate, is up 9-0 over Gwinnett in the second inning. So, hey, Cannonballers fans, it could always be worse. Want to know the count on the nine-man Weaver with a lead for Laureano off of first. The pitch is lined to left field for a base hit. It's ticketed for the corner. It's going to roll all the way off the wall. Picking it up is Casanova. They will put the brakes on at third for Laureano, but it is another double for Weaver. He has five hits this series, and four of them are doubles. And there are two runners in scoring position now with no one out here in the second. In the third, wow. And that'll bring up the top of the order. Sprinkle, who singled and then got caught stealing, is the next up to the plate. Sprinkle will foul off the first pitch, 0-1. Green Jackets on top by a five spot here in the bottom of the third, but two runners in scoring position now and no one out for the top of the order. The 0-1 inside nearly got him on the hand, and it goes to 1-1. Pitch taken outside, 2-1. Fuentes having to deal with runners on base here for the first time today. He's got to try and put away Sprinkle here with two in scoring position. The 2-1 misses just low, 3-1. He wanted the call there, didn't get it. The 3-1, line down the right field line. Coming in is Backstrom. He will make the catch. They're going to send the runner home. Backstrom unleashes a cannon from right, but it goes to the backstop. It ricochets all the way back, and coming in to score with the first run of the game for Kannapolis is Laureano. Weaver takes third on the sacrifice fly from Sprinkle. The throw was on line from Backstrom, but it bounced right in front of home plate. Up to the dish now is Camaletti. Runner on third, 5-1 the score as he takes ball one. Sprinkle drives home a run with a sacrifice fly. The 1-0 poked foul down the left field line, out of play. RBI number 9 of the year for Sprinkle in a leadoff role where you don't typically pick up as many runs batted in. The pitch taken up high. So 2-1 on Camaletti, hitting just 167. Has looked a little bit out of sorts at the plate this series. The 2-1. Driven to right field. Should be deep enough to get the run in as Baxter misses the ball. He dives and cannot make the catch. Camaletti will come to second as scoring from third is Weaver. We'll see how they score that one. Probably a base hit. It should be a double, and it is for Camaletti. Baxter nearly made the play, but instead it becomes an RBI double for Camaletti, and it is now 5-2. So Tim Elko next to bat. Elko grounded out to first his first time up. 5-2 the score. The pitch taken low for a ball. Still no action in the Green Jackets bullpen. They're going to let Fuentes find his way out of this as he makes his fifth outing of the year. We begin to see pitchers take more and more length on their starts. The 1-0. Driven to left, going back is the left fielder Casanova at the track, at the wall, it is gone. The league leader in home runs has done it again for the first time this series as he makes it a one-run ball game. It's a four-run bottom of the third as Tim Elko hits his seventh home run of the season and makes it a 5-4 ball game. 422 feet. And we're going to have a visit here from Wes McGuire, the pitching coach. Camaletti scores. Elko right behind him. So far this inning, we have a single, a double, a sac fly, a double, and a homer. With four runs home. Well, you likely wouldn't have been able to keep Elko completely in check for a full series. And now there will be some action in the Green Jackets bullpen with one away here in the bottom of the third, already 9 runs home in this game. And it's now a 5-4 contest. They now have to send a different pitcher out, by the way, in the bullpen for Kannapolis because this inning has taken so long. You can't keep throwing in the bullpen when you are in the midst of an offensive performance because you'll end up throwing too many pitchers. As Fuentes misses here, it's 1-2 on Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Offense has not been in short supply today. The 1-2, taken high 2-2. Hayden Harris is the man getting loose in the pen. The 2-2 pitch just misses outside, 3-2. The body language for Fuentes is looking pretty frustrated right now. The 3-2, line to second. It's caught on a line on one hop by Exposito. He throws to first for the out. So hard hit, but directly at the second baseman Expo, and it becomes a ground out. And that'll bring up Bryce Willits, who walked his first time up. Fuentes looked really good in the first two frames. He was just throwing, and now it looks like he is pitching and having to really be concerted about his effort to get the ball over the plate. And that's sort of been the story of his year so far, responding to adversity. And, of course, he is only 17 years of age, and I can't imagine when I was a junior or a senior in high school trying to pitch an affiliated baseball. He misses outside here to Willits. The 1-0 is swung on and off the catcher, Clarno, maybe crossed up there. The 1-1. Inside, 2-1. The pitch. Driven down the right field line, curving towards foul territory. It is a home run. How did that one get out? And we're all tied up. That looked like a foul ball. And instead it curls back and hits off the left side of the foul pole. And all of a sudden, we're in a tie game. What in the world happened there? 88 miles an hour off the bat. I mean, that was barely touched. 88 miles an hour off the bat is 15 miles per hour slower than the average Major League Baseball home run. The average exit velo on an MLB home run is 103.5 miles an hour, and that one ended up getting out at 88. But it is a home run. We're all tied up as it's the second round tripper of the frame, the second round tripper of the last 2 days for Willits, and we've got a pitching change with Hayden Harris coming in. 5-5 the score. What was looking like a blowout has now become a brand new ball game in the bottom of the third. On the Green Jackets Radio Network, we'll be right back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here in the bottom of the third, while pitching coaches look away from this one, it's become a Sunday run day out here with 10 runs home through two and a half innings and change. We are now in the bottom of the third in a 5-5 ball game. 10 runs, 9 hits between the two teams, and we're not even a third of the way through this one. As the lefty Hayden Harris, who struck out 6 men in a row the other night, comes in to replace Didier Fuentes, and the line is not pretty for Fuentes. It is complete because he exits with the bases clear. 2 2/3 innings of work, 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned. 1-0 to Pineda, who slices this one sharply into the netting. It's 1-1. 2 2/3 innings of work, 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, 2 homers. His ERA jumps to 10.45. The 1-1, checked his swing, but he goes around, and it's 1-2. Fuentes, as a 16-year-old last year, pitched in the Dominican Summer League and was excellent, had a 2.25 ERA going against guys who were 3-4 years older than him. One and two, the count, the pitch, taken up high with a fastball at 93, 2-2. But Fuentes just looks a little bit overmatched by the mental aspects of the hitters who he has faced this year, which is not surprising considering his age. The pitch is grounded towards second. Exposito ranges over, fields it on a hop, and throws to get the out that retires the side. But, and it's a big but, 5 hits and 5 runs for Kannapolis in the frame as they send 8 men to the plate and 5 of them score. To the top of the fourth we go in a brand new ball game. We're all tied up at 5 apiece here in the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store.
Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in the top of the fourth, what has become a very compelling game all of a sudden now with the Green Jackets and Cannonballers all tied up at five. Coming into the game is Manuel Veloz. Veloz out of San Carlos, Venezuela, 1-0 with a 5.93 ERA, coming in for the second time this series. He pitched on Tuesday, went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs both earned. He walked 2 and struck out 3. And he will have 8-9-1 due up. And this has been a wacky game from start to finish here with the Green Jackets about to complete their second trip through the order here in the bottom of the inning. As Backstrom steps in here to face Veloz. No one on, no one out, top of the fourth. The pitch is taken outside for a ball. Green Jackets scored 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third rather, in Kannapolis. Scored 5 in the third. The pitch swung on and missed. Backstrom struck out his first time up, and he has a 1-1 count here. The 1-1 popped up, foul, out of play down the third baseline. Backstrom did not face Veloz on Tuesday. The pitch in there called strike 3. Got him on a breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Backstrom. And that'll bring up Francisco Floyd. The batters who did get hits off of Veloz the other day. Jair Casanova had an RBI and Janice had a single, and Workinger also had a single, but Janice and Workinger are not in the lineup today as the first pitch is fouled off by Floyd. Green Jackets went 3-for-11 with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts against Veloz the other day. As the season goes on, you will start seeing pitchers more and more the pitch fouled off, 0-2. The 0-2, breaking ball low. The pitch fouled off again by Floyd. Looked like he might have dropped a hand off the bat there because it went almost diagonal and ended up fouling it off nonetheless. No one on, one away. 5-5 the score in the top of the fourth. The 1-2 driven on a line to deep center field, but looks like it should be playable for Weaver, who pulls up in front of the track and makes the catch 390 feet from home plate. Green Jackets have had a lot of action in that deep part of the outfield today. Casanova tripled off the center field wall. Tavares, who's due up after Tyler Collins, if he can reach, flew out to deep left field at the wall as well. The ball's really been carrying this week, and the Green Jackets have been hitting extraordinarily well. As Tyler Collins, on a 4-game hit streak of his own, steps in. The pitch is taken for a strike. Collins went 0 for 1 with a ground out against Veloz on Tuesday. The 0-1 pitch, grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. The shortstop is able to stop it at the very last moment, but it'll be an infield single as Collins will extend his hit streak to 5 games. It got all the way through the infield. The shortstop had to dive on the outfield grass to make the play. I don't think it would have made a difference because Collins, with excellent wheels, is now aboard. Ambioris Tavares, who struck out against Veloz the other day, is now at the plate. Collins off of first. The pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner at 92. Looks like Hayden Harris will be going back out for the bottom of the fourth. He got the only man he faced coming in relief in the third. Pickoff throw comes over to first, and sliding back in is Collins. He is safe. Disappointed murmur from the crowd there, but didn't look all that close. The 1-1. Swung on and missed at a breaking ball. 0-2 now. The pitch, runner's going. It's a high fastball taken for a ball. The throw down to second is not in time because it is dropped by the shortstop. So Collins will come away with the stolen base, and he looks like he might be a little shaken up here. He'll pop back up to his feet, and he's holding his knees and doing a little jumping jack out there on the bag. He will come away with a stolen base. Cody Gabella and the trainer Jesus Avila coming out to check on him, however. It looked like he might have hit the ground a bit hard there. And he is still getting checked on here. It's Collins' 11th stolen base of the season. They're still evaluating Collins out there, and it looks like they're going to let him try and run it off as he does a little sprint out to center field and then comes back. If there were to be a replacement for him, likely it would be Ethan Werkinger, who would be able to slot into center field. Those are the only two center fielders that the Green Jackets have used this year. And so we will continue now. The count 1-2. The pitch grounded sharply down the third base line, but foul. So still 1-2. We're all tied up at 5 with 2 away in the top of the 4th. Collins, the speedy center fielder on 2nd. A base hit gives the lead back to Augusta. This pitch is grounded off the end of the bat. The pitcher comes off the mound. He throws to 1st. That's a difficult play, but he does it very, very well. Nice fielding there by Manuel Veloz. That's what those PFPs are for in spring training, baby. As every member of the coaching staff gives a smile after that one. To the bottom of the 4th we go. Green Jackets stand runner on 2nd. We're all tied up. 5 apiece on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Take it to your family. Yeah. I'll for your sister and make sure that she vanished. Yeah. Yeah.
Bottom of the fourth, year all tied up at 5. Plenty of offense this series. Looking at the results, the Green Jackets had one of the best pitching staffs in terms of runs allowed over the first month of the season. This week, again, the Green Jackets have won 4 of the 5 games. 11-7, 4-1, 6-2, 6-5. They lost 7-4 yesterday, and we're already tied 5-5 here in just the fourth inning. As Hayden Harris steps in, his first pitch is driven to left field. It's going to get down to the wall for a base hit. Going for second is Tapia, who slides in with a double on the first pitch he sees. And the go-ahead run now at second base. That was hit hard, and it found some blank space in the outfield. The highest scoring game for the Green Jackets this year, in terms of combined score, was Tuesday's game that finished 11-7. Obviously a total of 18, for those of you not well-versed in your addition tables. The pitch taken for a ball by Luriano. He singled and scored back in the third. He got their first run of the game. So runner on second now with no one out. Bottom of the fourth, tied up at 5. The pitch, right down the middle at 93 for a strike, 1-1. Tapia on second, a breaking ball comes in for a strike to Luriano. In the first series of the year against the Wood Ducks, the Green Jackets put up the following amount of runs. They put up 5 runs, 0 runs, 3 runs, 1 run, 2 runs, and 3 runs over 6 games. The 1-2 just misses inside. That's 14 runs over 6 games. The Green Jackets hit the 14-run mark in the seventh inning of the second game of this series. Baseball is a funny game. The 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3. High heater from Harris. And there is the 7th strikeout of the series for Hayden Harris on the bump, and there's one away. Runners caught in a pickoff here, the third on a third, and plenty of time. Not sure about that decision, as maybe a steal of third there that was attempted without the coach's permission, because that was wacky from Tapia. I didn't even see him take off. I wonder if he just tried to sneak over to the third base bag. I didn't even see him break, but he was picked off by a mile. And now there's two away. I'm sorry that I didn't get a better description of that, just because there is a pole that is directly in my line of sight that sort of cuts off exactly where the shortstop is. So I completely missed him trying to steal third there by himself. But this pitch is grounded to short, fielded by Floyd. Throws on to first in time. And Harris gives up a leadoff double, but then Tapia gets thrown out for no reason whatsoever at third. And they go 1-2-3 in the fourth. Well, Sundays are often the sloppiest day of baseball, especially in minor leagues, where we've played 5 games in 5 days, 6-6 now, and we head to the fifth inning tied up at 5 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, for the top of inning number 5. Well, we have seen some downright abysmal base running this series. And admittedly, to have bad base running, you have to be getting on base. And I think because this is a series where we have seen so many hits, walks, and errors, it's natural to see some more mistakes on the base paths. But we just saw someone get picked off trying to go from second to third in a tie game with one out and a hot hitter at the plate. We've seen outs at third now 3 times in the last 2 games, as stepping in and taking a ball is David McCabe, who homered his last time up. Sometimes it's just best to maybe play a little bit safer. The 1-0, grounded towards second, fielded comfortably by Sprinkle. He throws to first for the out. At the very least, it makes for entertaining games, as now there is one away for Celedonio, 0-for-1, a walk and a ground out. Veloz remains on the mound. The pitch taken up and away. Pitch fouled off, 1-1. Veloz moving with some speed here. The pitch to Celedonio gets the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. 5 runs, 4 hits for the Green Jackets, 5 runs, 7 hits for the Ballers. The 1-2, outside low. Celedonio didn't play yesterday. He typically only gets about 1 game off per series, hoping for more rhythm in his bat going forward. The 2-2, up and in, 3-2. He was the first walk in the first inning that ended up being a 3-run frame for the Green Jackets. No one on, the payoff pitch, taken high, ball 4. So he works his second walk of the day. He is the Green Jackets' leader in walks this season. And he becomes the first base runner of the fifth. Still 5-5 the score. Well, you know what they say about Sunday drivers, is Nick Clarno is next to the plate. Clarno takes ball 1 in the dirt. He's been hit by a pitch and walked. Sunday drivers are typically drivers on the road who go a little bit too slow and sort of stay within the lines, etc., etc. This is sort of a real Sunday driver baseball game. The 1-0 hits him again, as he has now been hit twice and walked once. So 2 aboard for Jair Casanova, who is swinging a very hot twig. Celedonio goes to second. That one hit him right on the belt. And becomes the second hit by pitch of the day. The second Green Jacket player, by the way, to get hit by two pitches in a game. So two aboard now with one away for Casanova. Casanova takes ball one inside. Good take by Casanova there. He did drive home a run against Veloz, this pitcher, on Tuesday night. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Lost his fundamentals a little bit there with that. The 1-1 outside and low. The 2-1 to Casanova, fouled off, and it's 2-2. No action in the bullpen. It's become something of a bullpen game for both teams. Neither starter making it out of the third inning. The 2-2, fouled off the back ankle of the right foot of Casanova. And he's now getting checked on by the trainer, Jesus Aviles. Had a good time last night hanging out with Jesus and some of the members of the coaching staff, watching some UFC. Things you do to keep yourself amused on long road trips. Pitch swung on and missed, so after all of that, he strikes out. EJ Exposito next to the plate. Runners on first and second now with two away. Exposito so far is 1-for-2. He drove home two with a two-out single back in the first. Tied up at 5 here in the fifth. The 0-1 down and away. So 1-1 the count to Expo. Three runs driven home this series for him, up to 13 on the year. The pitch, taken for a strike. Thought it was outside, looked like it was in the zone. The 1-2. Driven down the right field line. If it sits, it's trouble. It is getting down for a base hit. One run will come in to score. They will hold Clarno at third. But it is another RBI single for EJ Exposito, who has driven home three on the game. And the Green Jackets retake the lead. It is now 6-5. He sliced it. He's a righty. He sliced it off the bat, and it just drifted towards the foul line. It was going to be a really hard play for the right fielder, even if he had been set up even a little bit closer to the line. And Exposito is rewarded for his two-strike contact. And the Green Jackets have runners on the corners now with a 6-5 lead. Backstrom at the dish now. He'll take the first pitch for a ball. Two strikeouts, one swinging, one looking for Backstrom. The 1-0 rocketed to right, a base hit for Backstrom. Another run comes in to score. Exposito goes station to station. That sounded very, very hard hit off the bat. We'll see if we get the data on that. 112 miles an hour off the bat. I mean, everything that Backstrom is able to hit becomes a rocket by virtue of his size. He's 6'5", 240. And man, did he smoke that one. Green Jackets have a 7-5 lead now as Clarno, who had gotten all the way to third on the Expo single, comes in to score. So Exposito drives in one, Backstrom drives in another, back-to-back RBI singles. As we've got a pitching visit here, want to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of one of the all-time baseball greats this morning, Vida Blue. The AL Cy Young Award winner back in 1971 helped lead the Oakland Athletics to their best stretch in history when they won three straight World Series back in 72, 73, and 74. He was one of the first true hard-throwing lefties. And in fact, he's actually the answer to one of my favorite baseball trivia questions, as we've got runners on first and second for the nine-man Francisco Floyd, who checks the first swing. And it's a fair ball. It bounces off the plate and rolls into fair territory, and they throw on the first for the out. Well, weird way to end the inning. We'll give you more on Vida Blue. Actually, we'll just keep it here this half inning. One of the nice things about controlling my own radio is that I can just make the executive decision to keep things here. So Floyd is out on a 2-3 ground out to end the frame. Green Jackets now up 7-5. Vida Blue is the last player in the American League to win the MVP as a switch hitter. Vida Blue, known mostly for his time with the Athletics, also played for the Giants and the Royals. Threw a no-hitter, the six-time All-Star, three-time World Series champion. Also, just one of the all-time great baseball names, Vida Blue. So we are back here in, or we're still here, rather, in Kannapolis with the score 7-5, the Green Jackets on top. Jared Johnson comes into the game. The Green Jackets get two home. So Jared Johnson comes to the mound. Johnson's last outing was a week ago today. He was the starter for the Green Jackets on game one of the doubleheader last week, and it was not the cleanest of outings for him. He gave up two home runs, three hits, three runs all earned with four strikeouts. He gave up two homers, one of which was to David Hawley, one of his four home runs on the day. And he's got the top of the order here. Johnson fires in a strike at 95 to get us going. Johnson 94 to 99 on the fastball. Mostly just a fastball slider. He'll mix in a change every now and then. Still in the early stages of his recovery from full surgery a year and a half ago. The 0-1 to Sprinkle, flown foul, out of play. Oh, and two on the leadoff man. The pitch is grounded foul. Johnson, formerly a Mississippi State commit, could have been part of that team that made the incredible run to win the College World Series back in 21. Instead, elected to sign with the Braves following his selection. The 0-2 swung on and missed. 90 mile an hour pitch down there in the bottom of the zone, and not entirely sure what that pitch was, because his fastball is typically 95 to 99. He's touched 100. His slider is in the 80s. In theory, that could have been a 90-mile-an-hour fastball that he just took something off of, and I think that's sort of what the data suggests. But nonetheless, it becomes the first out of the frame. Camaletti next up. He'll take a strike right down the middle at 94. So Sprinkle strikes out. Camaletti, who doubled home a run his last time up and scored, is 1-for-2 with a strikeout on his ledger. The 0-1 in the dirt. The pitch taken down and in. Elsewhere, the Braves and the Orioles are now in the bottom of inning number 10, as the Orioles are looking to pick up a series win over the Braves at Truist Park, no less. The 2-1 pitch, driven on a line to right field. Backstrom is underneath it. He backs up a step and makes the catch. Not the smoothest looking fielding play there from Mekhi Backstrom, but nonetheless, it becomes the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Tim Elko. He finally broke his slump. He drove home two with a two-run home run, to deep left field his last time up, 422 feet off the bat. No one on, though, two away. Today, the Braves optioned Vaughn Grissom back to AAA Gwinnett. Orlando Arcia reinstated. Johnson's first pitch fouled off by Elko. Johnson, a 3.60 ERA, was tagged with a loss last week. The 0-1, right down the middle, at 97 for Johnson. Johnson's interesting. Typically, you'll see him in the mid-90s, his first inning of work, and then he'll really gun it up. He gains 2 or 3 miles an hour in inning two of his outing. He wears the full long sleeves out on the mound. The 0-2. Lined up the middle, fielded on a hop by Exposito. He turns around and throws to first to get him. Good positioning there from Exposito. That's what the data says, and that is what he did. Green Jackets get him in order. To the top of the sixth we go. It is 7-5 Augusta on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Back here in Kannapolis, 7-5, Green Jackets on top. Down in Atlanta, the Braves have tied it up at 2-2 in the bottom of the 10th, going against Felix Bautista. An interesting story about Felix Bautista, who has become one of the premier closers in Major League Baseball. Last year, he notched 15 saves and 17 attempts with a whip of .93. As Tyler Collins steps in and takes a strike, I saw him when he was a 26-year-old in AA with the Baltimore Orioles. As the 0-1 is driven to right field, it's staying in playable territory for the left fielder Baldwin, who is there to make the catch. Bautista threw 101.2 in AA. It was always going to be about figuring out if he can control it, and it seems like he has. He's 6'8", 285. And just a dominant closer. Of which there are not as many these days as there used to be. As Ambioris Tavares steps in, excuse me, and takes strike one. Tavares 0-3, looking to push a four-game hit streak to a season-high five. The pitch swung on and missed out in front of a breaking ball. 7-5 the score. Green Jackets with 7 runs on 6 hits. Kanapolis with 5 runs on 7 hits. On this lazy Sunday afternoon, the likes of which we'll see plenty more of throughout the year. The 0-2 taken for a called third strike. Tavares goes down looking for the first time today. He's 0-4. And that'll bring up David McCabe. McCabe, a homer, a walk, and a ground out. Solo shot to right field. Back in inning number 3. Which at that point made it a 4-0 ball game. McCabe again batting as a lefty. The switch hitter hasn't had that many chances to bat as a righty, and he'll fly this one to left field. Going over is Baldwin towards the foul line. In the corner, he reaches up and makes the catch. A very, very quick inning here, as 5 pitches are all that was required for Veloz to get through it. To the bottom of the 6th we go. It is still Green Jackets 7 and Kanapolis 5 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
With a cogger, I'm getting a chance. See me, I roll up, bait to the function. No violation, not getting punched. Move to the net, lock top, but they're blocking. We are on top, they're straight to the cut. I'm
ringing around this hattie, you legend.
Back out here for the bottom of the 6th. Green Jackets on top in this one, 7-5. In what has been an eventful game so far, to say the least. Brooks Baldwin gets set to lead it off. Jared Johnson is the man who remains on the mound. He got him in order in the 5th. Baldwin 0-2, 2 groundouts for him. Infield shifted a little bit over towards the right side for the lefty. The pitch is taken up and away for a ball at 90, for a strike, excuse me, at 93. As far as umpiring goes, this has been a pretty good series. Definitely the best and most consistent of the year. The 0-1 misses outside 1-1. We'll tell you who the Green Jackets have coming up as far as umpires go in the next series, if I can find the document. It's somewhere in my email. 1-1 the count to the lefty Baldwin, really the switch hitter Baldwin. The pitch. Well, having just praised the umpire, gets called a ball and it's in the zone. So it's 2-1, but there's the good old commentator's curse here on this slow-moving, languid Sunday afternoon of baseball. The pitch taken way up high, 3-1. No one on. Two-run game here in the bottom of the sixth. 3-1 count to the leadoff man. The pitch is high, ball four. He walked him. The Green Jackets will have William Ward III and Travis Brewer their next series in Augusta. We have not yet seen that crew yet this year. For whatever reason, the Green Jackets had seen Perry Swartz and Travis Robertson twice and had some ejections in that as well. So a runner on for Bryce Willits. The pitch taken right down the middle for a strike. Willits, a walk and a homer, just needs a strikeout to complete the data analytics hat trick. Baldwin off of first. Not a big lead here. The pitch is fouled off, 0-2. The Green Jackets pitching staff has issued fewer walks this series than any other series of the season. Even with the walk there by Johnson. 0-2 to Willits. The pitch, line to center field, dropping quickly, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Baldwin will be held at second. It's a single for Willits, and there's two aboard with no one out. Bring up Pineda, 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Power on power, the matchup here. Johnson throws very hard. Pineda hits balls very hard. With two aboard here and no one out in a two-run game in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch is taken for a strike at 87. Off speed there. Outfield is deep, infield at double play depth, with the third baseman McCabe just a few feet inside of the line at third. Pineda doubled down the left field line the other day. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him at another low changeup there, and it's 0-2. Interestingly enough, the Green Jackets will have the same umpiring crew when Kannapolis comes to Augusta in 2 weeks' time. But that's neither here nor there. 0-2 on Pineda. The pitch taken low. He tried to go to a third straight low change that time, but laid off by the catcher. The Green Jackets return home for six games against Charleston. They then go to Myrtle Beach for six, and then they come back to Augusta to host this very same Kannapolis team. The 1-2. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the middle. He did not. I didn't think he went there either. Here in the bottom of the sixth, this game is trending towards being the longest nine-inning game of the year for the Green Jackets based on where we are at currently. An hour and 46 minutes in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2. That time he definitely went around, and he is going to go down on strikes. Some words from the dugout about that one, but I don't think there can be many complaints. Interestingly enough, the hitter who would have been on deck, Loriano, just exited towards the on-deck circle, but I think forgot his bat. And now he will go back and get a bat. As stepping into the box is Leon Tapia. He doubled his last time up and then got thrown out trying to steal third. 1-14 this series with 7 strikeouts. First pitch, fastball in for a strike. And this is a situation where, for Jared Johnson, make the hitter put the ball in play. Just throw strikes here with two aboard and one away. 7-5, bottom of the sixth. The tying run on first. 0-1, swing and a miss, change up in the dirt, 0-2. Two to Tapia. The pitch is waved at and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts here. That time he went to the breaking ball. Tapia overmatched, and he goes down on strikes. Back-to-back K's, and there's two out now with two aboard. For Genabio Laureano. Laureano 1-for-2. He is 6-for-14 this series. He singled and scored back in the 5-run third. Two aboard, two away. Johnson going to work here. The pitch is taken just a little bit up and in by Laureano. On deck is Cabrera Weaver, who is swinging a hot bat. He's 1-for-2 with four doubles this series. The 1-0. Just misses inside, 2-0. Fastball there at 95. The 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. 95 again, right down the chute. And it's 2-1. In the fifth inning, by the way, in Gwinnett right now, it is 15-2, Charlotte on top. So not one for the faint of heart. 2-1 to Laureano. The pitch in the zone with an off-speed one there at 87, and it's 2-2. Two on, two out, two-run game. And the 2-2 pitch, taken just up and in there at 89. Action count coming up now, 3-2 with two away and the runners on first and second. They'll be off on the pitch. Three and two to Laureano. The pitch is fouled off. Got the bottom of the bat. So 3-2 the count. Again, the runners go. The pitch is fouled off. And we'll do it all over again. The Green Jackets have two homestands in a row in June. From the 6th to the 18th, they will play 12 games at home. And then they go on the road for two straight weeks right after that. The runners go again. The 3-2 is bounced up, and it becomes a walk to load the bases here. Tie and run moves to second. And that'll bring up Cabrera Weaver with the bases juiced and two away. And we'll have a visit here from the pitching coach, Wes McGuire, as someone is going to get up and throwing as bullpen catcher today, Andrew Keck, goes out to take his spot. We'll wait to see who the arm is, who comes out of the dugout. Wonder if it might be Landon Harper. We'll wait and see who the man is who saddles up as the umpire comes out to break up this conference. Look at that. It is Landon Harper. Cody Gabella and I share a brain sometimes. So bases loaded with two away in the bottom of the sixth. It is a two-run ball game. Green Jackets on top. But the tying run on second, the go-ahead run on first here for a dangerous bat and Weaver, but he swings and misses at a pitch that was not close to the zone. A fastball in the dirt, and it's 0-1. Outfield deep, infield all the way back as well with two away and a play to any base. The 0-1 swung on and missed again. That time went to the changeup down and away. So 0-2 with two outs and the base is loaded to the nine-man Weaver. Green Jackets trying to strand three runners on base and preserve this two-run lead. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Johnson strikes out the side and strands the bases loaded in the sixth. To the seventh we go. Green Jackets on top, 7-5 on the Augusta Green Jackets radio network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Got the gal and shake hips in the dance. Show my pen man's Benz got gal at 10 from Paddy, I can't confront. He want two badness on my top, man, I roll cash, man, I don't catch my star. Flip that, spit with that on a reef man's lost. Grip that, fiddle that in a creep man's lost. Yo, got the wheel man's lost. Got the gal and shake hips in the dance. Show my pen man's Benz got gal at 10 from Paddy, I can't confront. He want two badness on my top, man, I roll cash, man, I don't catch my star. Flip that, spit with that on a reef.
Buenas tardes, estamos de vuelta here in Canapolis, where the Green Jackets are on top, 7-5. Well, if past is prologue, the Green Jackets are due this half inning. Green Jackets scored three times in the first, twice in the second, twice in the fifth. The odd-numbered innings have been the productive ones for the Green Jackets, and they've got a productive part of the order here, going against Manuel Veloz. Celedonio, with two walks, so he's 0 for 1, steps in and takes a ball to begin his fourth at-bat. The Green Jackets are guaranteed to get through the order for a fourth full time, no matter what, as Celedonio takes ball two. Celedonio has taken three walks twice this season, which is the most on the team. The 2-0. Broken bat, line drive to short, caught, and he'll throw on to first anyways, but they'll say it was caught on a line by Tapia. The bat for Celedonio fractured at the handle and splinters all across the diamond for the first out of the frame. It'll go in the book as a line out, and that'll bring up Nick Klarno, who is officially without an at-bat so far, but he's reached base three times and scored three runs, which is the most runs scored in a single game by a Green Jackets player this year. He's been hit twice and walked once. Let's see if he can get hit a third time. The pitch, breaking ball for a strike. Not been for lack of trying, however. The pitch is all the way to the backstop, taken for a ball 1-1. No one on. Green Jackets up 2. And the 1-1 to Clarno nearly gets him again. Just misses his back leg. With a righty on the mound, you can't really backdoor a slider to another righty unless you're really, really good. The 2-1 pitch is taken for a strike 2-2. So Clarno yet to swing the bat this at-bat. On base three times without an official plate appearance. No one aboard for Clarno. On deck is Casanova. The 2-2. Taken for a ball outside. The count goes full. And he still has not swung the bat. We'll see what the approach is here for Veloz. The payoff pitch, grounded foul. That time he did swing the bat on a pitch that was inside. But still good defensive hitting. So the count's 3-2 still with one away. In the top of the seventh, the payoff pitch is driven on a line to center field, but directly at Weaver, who goes back a few steps and makes the catch. Lazy fly out for Clarno. And that'll bring up Casanova. A walk, a triple, and a strikeout. Two runs batted in on the day for him. Again, he has been red hot. In Gwinnett, by the way, Eli White has brought one run back. It's now a 12-run game, 15-3. First pitch swinging for Casanova, who breaks his bat and lines out to the second baseman. So two shattered bats. Wow, that bat really fractured there and splinters into pieces. Green Jackets go in order for the second straight frame, courtesy of a couple of lineouts, and we head to the bottom of the seventh. We'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Bottom of the seventh, Jared Johnson remains on the mound. He has looked solid so far as the Green Jackets are getting ready to go here in the bottom of the frame. Johnson so far, two innings of work, one hit, two walks, four strikeouts. ERA down to 3.09. And he's got the top of the order here. Sprinkle leading it off. 1-for-2 with a single and a sacrifice fly. And he'll fly the first pitch to right, directly toward Celedonio, who reaches up and makes the catch. Celedonio had a terrific play in right field that likely saved the game on Thursday. There is an arm up and throwing in the bullpen for Kannapolis, which suggests that Velazquez's night might be done. Can't see exactly who it is, but it's a big... head of blonde hair out there. It's Cade Meckles warming up. The Green Jackets hit well the other day. Camiletti takes a strike to begin his account here. Doubled back in the third. The 0-1 is up and away. One for three, an RBI double, a strikeout, and a flyout for him. The 1-1. Breaking ball high, 2-1. Infield shifted for the lefty with no one on here in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch is taken low. Ball three. Camiletti has only walked three times this series. He came into the week as the leader in walks in the Carolina League and with the highest walk rate, but it's shrunk a little bit. And that's what happens when you get bigger sample sizes, obviously. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Slow fastball. Got it by him at 93. Johnson up to 44 pitches now, and Camiletti calls timeout. I guess they're going to be pretty comfortable letting him keep going here with no arms warming for the Green Jackets. We did see Landon Harper begin to stretch out his last half inning. The 3-2 tipped into the glove of Clarno, strike three. Strikeout number five for Jared Johnson. His high in a game this year is six. And he has looked really crisp so far today in this one. And Tim Elko steps to the dish. One for three, but the one was a two-run homer. His seventh of the year. The pitch fouled off. Elko only a few dingers back of the minor league leaders. Joe Adell out in Salt Lake City right now is the leader, I think, with 11, unless he got one in the last 2 days. Aaron Polanski in High A Hudson Valley for New York has 9. He just got another one today. The 0-1, grounded foul. Obviously, as you progress up the ladder of minor league baseball, you typically see more and more home runs because, first of all, you see fewer walks and fewer strikeouts. The pitchers are more accurate. But also, you're typically older and therefore stronger. 0-2, the count on Elko. The pitch up high. Tried to tempt him with some high cheddar, but Elko, the mouse, did not bite. So 1-2 on the danger man. The pitch. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Just missed. So still 1-2. The pitch is up and away. Good eye there. The 2-2. Line through the left side of the infield for a base knock. Going over to cut it off is Castanova. Elko will stop at first with a single, and he is aboard for the second time. Good piece of hitting there, finding the gap between the shortstop and third baseman. stepping in and launching the first pitch deep to right field is Baldwin, and we are going to be all tied up. His second home run of the series is a moonshot to right, way out of here, and it is a 7-7 game. No doubter there from Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin is now 9 for 23 this series with 8 runs batted in. 105 miles an hour off the bat and 406 feet to deep right field. A no doubter. And Willits is the next to bat. He's already homered today and he lines one to left center field. It's going to get down and find the alley. It's cut off by Collins. He's trying for two. The throw comes in, and it's cut off by the shortstop, Floyd. And now all of a sudden, the go-ahead run is at second base with two away here. And Harper is back up and warming in a hurry. Pineda, the next to the plate, and he swings and misses at a fastball. Pineda 0 for 3, 2 strikeouts and a groundout. We're all tied up now, 7 apiece here in the 7th. The first runs for Kannapolis since the third inning, the first third of the game. The 0-1, fouled off 0-2. And 2 now with the runner off of second, who represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of inning number 7. Willits, who doubled, is off that second base bag. Pineda looks out at Johnson. The pitch bounced in, blocked by Clarno. We have not seen an attempted stolen base since Clarno gunned out a runner back in the first two innings. The pitch, taken low again, 2-2. This is probably the last batter that Johnson will face. Trying to get Pineda out for the fourth time. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. So Johnson strikes out 2 more batters, but gives up a 2-run shot to Brooks Baldwin, his second of the series. And we're all tied up at 7 going into the 8th here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switch2wellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
De Colombia y yo los voy a buscar en un rato. Me dijo el chuki mío que llegaron los aparatos, 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 que llegaron los aparatos.
Me llamaron de Colombia y yo los voy a buscar en un rato. Me dijo un chuki.
back here for the top of the eighth in what has become once again a tie ball game. The Green Jackets have not trailed today, but we have now spent a couple of innings in a tie ball game. As we are set to go here in the top of the eighth, 7, 8, and 9, Exposito, Baxter, and Floyd do up. Expo, 2 for 3 with 3 runs batted in so far, is the man to lead it off. We've got a pitching change. The former Grand Canyon University Lope, Cade Meckles, into the game to face Exposito. Meckles, a big shock of blonde hair, delivers a first pitch strike as we get underway. Out of McMinnville, Oregon. Former Cape Leaguer in Orleans and Kelowna. The 0-1. Line to left and in for a fair ball down the left field line. Exposito hits first. He's thinking about second. He will go back to the bag at first with his third single of the day. This first three-hit game since opening day. And he is once again on base, and it'll bring up Mekhi Backstrom. So Backstrom, who lined a single to right to drive in a run in the fifth, is now at the dish with Exposito on first. The lead for Exposito, about 2.5 steps. The pitch to Backstrom, low and away, blocked by Pineda. Meckles, now 25 years of age. His final year of college was the 2020 season, which is a tough spot to be in as someone out of eligibility. The pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0 to Backstrom here. Short lead for Exposito off of first. The pitch, outside, 3-0. Now, Backstrom had a 3-0 count in his second at-bat today and ended up striking out. And it's one of those situations where with a runner on first representing the go-ahead run, you should not be lifting the bat off your shoulders here. The 3-0, taken down low, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Backstrom after Exposito's singles, and there are now 2 runners aboard. 7 runs, 7 hits for Augusta. 7 runs, 11 hits for Kannapolis. Obviously, the scoring in this game is not over yet, given that it is tied. 18 runs in a game is the single game high for the season for the Green Jackets. Against Meckles the other day, the Green Jackets put up a run on a hit. It was a solo home run in that one. Ambiori's Tavares, who is 2 batters away, was the one who socked the dinger to center. 0-for-3 is Francisco Floyd. He is next to the plate with the corners in protecting against the bunt. I wonder if that's what we'll see here with 2 aboard and no one out. Top of the order coming up next. The pitch taken down and in for a ball. Floyd, a strikeout, a flyout, and a 2-3 groundout. The pitch, swing and a miss. Blew it by him there with a heater, and it's 1-1. The pitch, fouled off, now 1-2. Infield now comes back with a double play potentially in order. Exposito off of second, Backstrom off of first. So some decent speed on the base path here. The go-ahead run at second base. The 1-2 bounces and gets all the way to the backstop, and both runners will advance comfortably. as it'll be a wild pitch. And now there are two in scoring position with a 2-2 count for Floyd. With two runners in scoring position and no one out, the teams in Major League Baseball over the last decade average 1.9 runs in those situations. But just one would be the difference here for Augusta. Top of the eighth, 7-7 the score. And the 2-2 to Floyd. Taken down low, ball three. There is obviously the base open at first, but that would walk the bases loaded. With no one out and the top of the order due up. Full count to Floyd. Infield in. The pitch in for a called third strike. Right down the middle with a breaking ball. And a huge pitch there for Metals. So the lefty, Tyler Collins, is next to the plate. Infield comes in again now with the go-ahead run on third, Backstrom on second, and Collins 1-for-4 at the dish. The pitch is a slow breaking ball, 74. In for a strike. Collins got to be sitting fastball here, just needs to get anything into the outfield, and it'll likely score a pair. The 0-1 pitch, grounded softly, foul off the end of the bat, foul down the first baseline. That would have brought a run home. So 0-2 to Tyler Collins. Infield still in. The pitch taken outside for a ball. Didn't miss by all that much. On deck, Ambioris Tavares, hitless today. The only Green Jackets player who has not reached base, aside from Francisco Floyd, who was retired there on strikes. The 1-2, line to left field. It should be deep enough to get the run in. Baldwin makes the catch. Exposito coming home. The throw is over to home plate and not in time. He nearly got him. The throw was a good one. But Expo comes home on the sacrifice fly from Collins. And the Green Jackets take the lead. Pineda throws the ball to the dugout in disgust there. I think maybe arguing that call. It was not the greatest pitch there. It was a middle-middle fastball, and Exposito pushed it to the outfield and was deep enough to get the run home. So Collins drives home a run, and Tavares is now up to the plate. Backstrom took third. And with two away, though, Tavares will have to get a hit to bring him home. He homered the other day off of this very pitcher. 8-7 the score now in the top of the eighth. And the first pitch, up and in, ball one. The 1-0. Driven to deep left field again, going back to the center fielder Weaver, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Tavares nearly made it a twofer there, but instead it becomes a long flyout. But the Green Jackets get one back. We're up 8-7. Augusta on top going into the bottom of the eighth. The Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence.
so get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here, bottom of the eighth, we've got a pitching change. Landon Harper comes into the game. He becomes the fourth arm used today. Harper was excellent on Tuesday when he ended up picking up the win. He went four innings in that one and pitched all the way through the tenth. And this is a save situation for Landon Harper. Looking at his player page here, he's been, if not the most, one of the most dependable arms for the Green Jackets this season. 14 and two-thirds innings of work for him, 1.84 ERA. In save opportunities, he is 0 for 1. And he will have Tapia stepping in to lead it off. Tapia swings and misses at a 90-mile-an-hour heater as we get underway here in the bottom of the eighth. 8-7, Green Jackets on top. They stranded a runner at third last inning, the 0-1. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Tapia today, 1-for-3 with a double, a strikeout, and a lineout, and also a caught stealing at third base. The 0-2. Popped foul out of play down the right field line this time. It's going to get into the stands. And a fan makes a nice play. And then drops it. And then another fan ends up picking up his mistake and giving it to a kid. Again, the 0-2. This one sliced off the bat, and it lands in fair territory and then rolls foul. Check out that spin. Like a ping pong ball out there. Hits and runs have been plentiful today. 18 combined hits, 15 combined runs. Split 8-7 in favor of Augusta. Still 0-2 on Leon Tapia. The pitch, he went around on a check swing. He definitely broke the plane there. Not sure what he's arguing about as he talks to the umpire on his way back to the dugout. He becomes the first strikeout victim for Harper today. And that'll bring up Janabio Laureano. Laureano, 1-for-2, a single, a walk, and a strikeout. He also scored back in the third, got the first run of the day. The pitch is in the zone for a strike. The pitch is right down the middle, 0-2. When Harper gets going and starts moving and feeling himself, it's automatic. He is so confident out there on the bump. The 0-2 pitch is down low for a ball. Without, you know, reading too much into things, you have to think that he'll be in line for a call-up to Rome at some point. The 0-2 is the 1-2 taken down low, 2-2. He is one of the older arms on this staff as well. As he's 21 years of age, but actually now 22 following his birthday last month. The 2-2 taken up high, 3-2. The pitch is taken for a called third strike on the outside corner. Great pitch there from Harper, and good job to battle back after having the count go to 3-2. The nine-man Weaver, 1-for-3, is now at the plate. We're certainly setting up for an exciting conclusion to this game because the top of the order will be due up. Weaver grounds the first pitch to third. McCabe fields, fires, and just gets him in time. 1-2-3. Go the Cannonballers as we head to the ninth. In Kannapolis, your score,
Green Jackets 8, Kannapolis 7. Tense conclusion coming up here when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here in the top of inning number 9, Green Jackets will have 3, 4, and 5 due up, going up against Caden Meckles, who remains out on the bump. Green Jackets on top, 8-7, looking for some insurance before the bottom of the 9th. The first pitch is popped up foul and out of play by McCabe. McCabe, so far today, 1-for-3, a homer, a walk, a ground out, and a flyout. The 0-1, taken high for a ball, 1-1. The Braves win it in extra innings, 12th inning, that is, 3-2 the final. Michael Harris walks it off, the 1-1. Flown into left center field, shallow. The left fielder Baldwin is coming on. He moves to his left and makes the catch on a line. So Celedonio is next to the plate. Celedonio so far today, 2 walks and a ground out and a line out. He does have 2 runs as well. Both of those walks for him have resulted in runs scored. The first pitch, taken up and away for a ball. The 1-0, inside and low, 2-0. Infield back all the way around. The 2-0 pitch, down and away, 3-0. So what we've seen so far from Meckles is that the first batter has been important, because after that, in the last inning, he walked back to run 4 pitches. Celedonio's going to line this one down the line, foul to left and out of play. So looking to avoid a similar fate. Three and one on Celedonio. The pitch, breaking ball, misses high. It's a 3-walk game for Celedonio, his 3rd 3-walk game of the season. Call him the Walkman, as that'll bring up Nick Clarno, who's joined him on base 3 times today. 2 hit by pitches and a walk, and he's scored 3 runs. He also flew out to deep center field. First pitch to Clarno in the zone for a strike at 75. Meckles on the bump, spent 2 years at JUCO before ending up at Grand Canyon University. The 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt at 75. Seven, the score. Green Jackets on top in the top of the ninth. Pickoff throw comes to first, not in time. This game is now 2 hours and 33 minutes long, which means it is approaching the longest nine-inning game of the year for the Green Jackets, which says something about how fast the games have been going by this year. The 1-1, taken for a strike, 89 miles an hour that time. Pitch driven to right center field towards the triangle. Going back is Weaver. He is on the warning track and he makes the catch. Celedonio's trying for second and he's going to get in safely. Good heads up base running there. I don't know if Weaver was expecting that, but he certainly was having trouble after backpedaling there. So Celedonio will take second on the flyout. And there are now two away. Casanova next to the plate. He tripled home a run earlier this game, and he almost swung so hard he fell down. He misses that first pitch. One for three, an RBI walk, and an RBI triple for him today. Celedonio off of second, not being held on. The pitch is inside, 1-1. The 1-1 outside. Should he reach on deck is EJ Exposito working on a three-hit game. No Green Jackets player has a four-hit game this year. And the 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, misses high, 3-1. Obviously a base open at first with Celedonio on second and a hitter's count. The pitch swung on and missed. He almost slipped again. He is really trying to launch this thing. And the count goes full with two away. Celedonio on second, not being held on. 8-7 the score on the top of the ninth. The payoff. Driven to left field. It's a floater, and it's coming down in the glove of Baldwin, who positions himself well to make the catch. Three flyouts in that frame send us to the bottom of the ninth in a one-run game. You're listening to the Green Jackets Network, and we'll keep it here between innings. Thank you. So bottom of the ninth in Kannapolis, Green Jackets trying to close out their fifth win in six games as Harper to the mound for the second inning of work for him, and he gets Sprinkle to swing and miss at the first pitch of the frame. Sprinkle, Camaletti, and Elko do up. A lot of power in those bats. The 0-1 checked his swing but went around, swung himself out of the box, and it is now 0-2, and he will call a timeout. We have seen a lot of barking at the umpires this series, mostly about checked swings. However, if you're trying to sell a check swing and you're going to argue it, you probably should avoid leaving the box on your swing, which is a pretty big tell for an umpire. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. He slams his bat in frustration on the ground. It's the third strikeout for Harper, trying to pick up the save. And Camaletti is next to the plate. Kannapolis has scored seven runs for the second straight game. The pitch to Camaletti, inside and low. No errors for either team. Nice to see a good, clean game here today, too. The 1-0 gets the zone for a strike, 1-1 at 86. Camaletti so far today, two strikeouts, an RBI double, and a flyout. The 1-1 popped foul out of play on the left field line. McCabe gave it a look, but no dice. So a strikeout count here, 1-2 on Camaletti. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Got him to chase. Back-to-back Ks, and Kannapolis down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth. And it's Tim Elko, the man who represents the tying run. And he tips the first pitch into the mitt of Nick Klarno. The 0-1 fouled off, and 0-2. Kannapolis down to their final strike. The Green Jackets looking to pick up their fifth win to go 5-1 on this road trip. The 0-2 pitch. Check to swing. Did he go? They appeal up the first baseline. He did not. And that looked like the correct call from up here. So it goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Driven to center field, but shallow. Collins coming in. He calls for it and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Green Jackets win 5 of 6 in Kannapolis. They pick up this one by a final score of 8-7. The winning pitcher in this one, Jared Johnson, improves to 2-1. The loser is going to be Cade Meckles, who comes in and pitches two innings of one-run ball, but that one was enough. The Green Jackets improve to 12-14, and they will go back home to Charleston to take on the River Dogs on Tuesday morning. We will see you on Tuesday morning. But first, it's time for our brief, easy go postgame show. Today's player of the game is going to be, for the Green Jackets, it'll be Nick Klarno. He scored 3 runs. He reached base 3 times. Also, EJ Exuzito. They'll share it. Exuzito reached 3 times with 3 hits, and he drove home 3 as well. The Green Jackets will pick up this one 8-7. We'll see you.
I'll see you in Augusta in 2 weeks.
We'll see you in a couple of days. Our IT play of the game is David McCabe's home run in the third inning. So the Green Jackets win. They win 5 of 6, and the boys are buzzing. Back at it on Tuesday at 11 a.m. We'll see you then.